L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. A very happy Friday to you. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by here on this July 19th, as we've got less than 50 days, actually, before the NFL season and football will consume us. But we do have Major League Baseball back in action after a little reprieve, little all-star break. And we've had one game already finished here today. In fact, Arizona looking to make up some ground here after a sluggish start to the season. They went on the road to Wrigley and took on Steele and company for the Cubs. And, well, they handled business, pounded out 12 hits, 5 runs. They took down the Cubs 5-2. That was the first game back here today. We got plenty getting ready to start right now. Although the Phillies, things were looking swimmingly for Aaron Nola, who was given 3 runs in the top of the first for the Phillies, but he has promptly loaded the bases and 1 run in already for the Pirates. So buckle up. This could be the over of the night here at PNC Park. We'll keep you posted on what's happening there. We also have no score now, top of the second, the Reds and the Nats. It is Patrick Corbin Day. Do not bet against Patrick Corbin if you have any money left in your bankroll, because you just automatically have been fading Patrick Corbin over the last month. That has not worked out well for you, and I don't trust the Reds and Frankie Montas as far as I can throw them, so I would avoid doing the old customary fade Patrick Corbin night here. We are getting ready, of course, for Garrett Cole, take the mound at home, taking on Zach Eflin with the Yankees and the Rays. The Yankees find themselves in, listen, if you would have told me we're starting the season, we'll get to the all-star break, we'll be 17, 18 games over 500, we'll be a half a game to a game out of the top spot, I'd have signed up for that all day long. But there's a lot of warts on this Yankees team, but I don't think the Rays are the team that's going to be able to extend those worries for Yankee fans here. I do think with the bullpens rested, the arms are rested, I think this is over the next couple of starts for Garrett Cole. I think he's had enough time now to shake off the rust. I think this is exactly the kind of game that you would, all things being equal, would have looked for Garrett Cole to back. And if you would have told me you can get him at the price you're getting him right now, less than $2 at home, I'd have signed up for that all day, too. And that's exactly what I'm going to do here, is I'm going to back Cole early in this game in the first 5. I'm also looking at the under, which was as high as 8.5 here. That game is getting ready, first pitch here in just a couple of minutes. Get ready, too. Also tonight, we got the WNBA All-Star Game coming up this weekend in Phoenix there. That'll be tomorrow. But tonight we got ourselves a little skills competition. And guess who won't be in the skills competition? That's right. Absent on that odds board, Caitlin Clark, not going to be there. Sabrina Ionescu, also not going to be at the skills competition in that 3-point challenge. Why? Your guess is as good as mine. However, Caitlin Clark and company will be there tomorrow in the game, which is a pretty cool twist with Team USA, who didn't think Caitlin Clark was worthy enough to be on. And so she will be on Team WNBA. In fact, I would imagine there are a few people on that WNBA team that probably feel maybe a little chip on their shoulder, maybe a little annoyed that they weren't selected to represent Team USA in the upcoming Olympic Games. So that game should be fun. And we talked to the coach last hour, James Young. He is on the belief that this is going to be one of the most watched WNBA All-Star Games of all time. And given Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese going to be out there on the same team, I do think this should be worth the price of admission here tomorrow for that matchup. So that should be a great weekend here when it comes to NBA action. We also have plenty going on in the Summer League, if that's what floats your boat here. Summer League action off and running here. We told you earlier, Atlanta taking on the Chicago Bulls. It has not been good for the Atlanta Hawks here. They're still looking for their first win in the Summer League, and it has been less than ecstatic for their number one pick in this year's draft. In fact, wasn't a great draft if you go just by the numbers here on what we have seen thus far in the Summer League. But we have seen some teams do very, very well in the Summer League, including the Miami Heat. They'll be taking on the Toronto Raptors in their Summer League matchup here. And believe it or not, Toronto just took their first loss of the Summer League on Wednesday night. And the Miami Heat, well, they just notched another win. The Heat are still undefeated in Las Vegas in this Summer League, and they just trounced the Mavericks 92-79. Miami's got two consecutive games that they've won by double digits. And they also dropped 119 points in a game earlier against the Celtics this season. So Miami and Khalil Ware, their number one draft pick, first-round draft pick here this season. Yeah, he looks like he's coming along just fine. Isaiah Stevens, good. Jaime Jaquez Jr. is on the team. Did not play in the last game. So Toronto's team, though, keep an eye. Jameel Sheed, you may know him from Houston, the University of Houston there over the last couple of years. Javon Freeman, Liberty, and Achai Baji are going to be featured tonight for Toronto. So if you need your fill of Summer League basketball, you've got it here tonight on a loaded card. And of course, the Warriors, who have been one of the best teams in Vegas. They are one of the five remaining undefeated teams heading into these games here tonight. And you want to talk about a team that has been firing on all cylinders. This is a Summer League team averaging nearly 95 points a game on offense. I'll repeat, 95 points in a Summer League game. They're shooting nearly 47%. And 35% from three-point range. So this is a offensive machine, what they got rolling out there. So this should be also worth the price of admission. Anytime you get a chance to watch the Warriors in the Summer League, you know you're going to bring it. And taking on OKC, well, that should be interesting too here. Adam Flagler, A.J. Mitchell, they too are not getting a whole lot of help here for the Oklahoma City Thunder, and that is why you saw that number, huge number, with the Warriors almost a double-digit favorite. So, yeah, look at that, -7 now, and I wouldn't shock me at all if that continues to go up. And then, of course, the one of the late games here tonight is whether or not the Charlotte Hornets will, maybe they should just pack it in. It has not been going well for Charlotte here. They are just not good right now here, but they do have a lot of hope. And I do think their defense needs a little bit of adjusting, as they just got absolutely trounced by the Boston Celtics earlier this week. And Portland, keep an eye on Portland. Portland's defense, my goodness, with the big man clinging from UConn, Portland's got itself a lot of talent, and I am very much going to be looking at their future win total because I do think Portland could be one of the more improved teams in the NBA this.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Season. So plenty of NBA, plenty more Major League Baseball. We've got an update from the Open Championship. Set your alarms. The first groups off and running at about 4 a.m. Eastern time here tonight. We'll let you know what's going on with that, as that's the final major of the PGA Tour season. And we talked to Keith Stewart last hour, and we think there is a ton of opportunity, some great value with some picks here. We'll lay them out for you when we get back here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. A very happy Friday to you now as we inch that much closer to, well, the Olympics will be here before we know it. Team USA, certainly the basketball team, going to be very interesting to see how they put this together with stars all over the court there. Not to mention, of course, the women's basketball team will get to see USA in action, taking on Team WNBA tomorrow in the midsummer. I guess you can consider it midsummer classic of the WNBA All-Star Game. That is coming up. We've got plenty of Major League Baseball, including a trade deadline coming up. We'll get you all caught up with, and maybe a future or two, whether or not Aaron Judge will hit more than 60 home runs, as he has now already hit in the first half of the season more home runs than anybody in Yankee history here. 63 or more there at plus 500. It's a pretty good look, if you ask me, as he has just been absolutely on fire in the first half of this season. And don't forget, he went maybe the first 3 weeks of the season, maybe even four, where he couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. So he really did not start well at all. We were wondering at one point whether or not he'd ever hit a home run, him and Ohtani, but boy, oh boy, they made up for lost time here. So there are some opportunities here in some of these prop markets to take a look at some things along those lines. And of course, everyone's going to be looking at Paul Skenes and whether or not he is a Cy Young candidate, whether or not he is, heck, maybe even MVP in some people's mind, maybe rookie of the year. There are some opportunities to get behind Paul Skenes, but the problem with Paul Skenes is the problem with all mediocre teams. Okay, and you can see his strikeouts in the regular season. Keeping in mind, they didn't call him up till mid-May. He did not start the year in a Pirates uniform on that roster. So those numbers are absolutely gaudy. But he can average 8, 9, 10 a start. And I think the whole problem with betting Paul Skeens moving forward is how many starts is he going to get? What if the Pirates are out of it by the time we get to the second week of August? If you are the ownership group there in Pittsburgh, if you're the GM, what is your point of rolling out Skeens if you really don't have an opportunity to make the playoffs? And that is the biggest problem and the biggest risk, because I don't think it's a matter of talent. I don't think all of a sudden teams are going to start, well, we've seen them a couple of times and we've got enough video on them now, so we should know. No, that's not how it's going to work. It's not an ability. He's certainly very capable of striking out 190 or 200 or more people here before it's all said and done, if he stays healthy enough and if he is pitching through the end of the regular season. And I think that's the biggest worry I would have with betting anything against Paul Skeens. Listen, you want to bet Paul Skeens to be the Cy Young winner next year, the year after, the next 4 years, be my guest. But I don't trust this Pirates organization to be, or this Pirates team for that matter, to be viable enough or worth backing him, because I do think their season will be over by the time we get to the middle and late end of August, meaning he's not going to have an opportunity and some starts late in this year in order to be able to eclipse those numbers you'd have to bet. But I can tell you this, they weren't the least bit worried about getting right back on the horse here, as Aaron Nola was given a three-run lead. That's right, a three-run lead to start the game in the top of the first, and he promptly gave up three runs in the bottom of the first, and the Pirates have tied it up. It's now 3-3, seven hits combined in this game in the bottom of the second. Perez going for the Pirates in this one here, but I do think the over was probably worth a look see here. We still don't have any score with Patrick. See, this is why you don't automatically fade Patrick Corbin Day. Don't be fooled. Don't get sucked into listening to everybody. Oh, he's the worst pitcher in baseball. No, Dallas Keuchel was the worst pitcher in baseball, which is exactly why Dallas Keuchel is no longer on the Brewers, because they know also he's the worst pitcher in Major League Baseball. The Nats have been very competitive with Corbin on the mound. He is not somebody I would automatically be fading at all. Plus, you got to count on the Reds' bats of doing something. And through three innings, they haven't done a damn thing yet. Also, Cole gave up, looked a little shaky there in the top of the first inning. The Rays had a couple of runners on, a single and a walk, I believe. But they were able to get out of it with no harm, no foul. Still nothing. Yankees coming up there. Mets and Marlins, no score. The Tigers and Flaherty, we certainly think he is going to be the first domino to fall here in the trade market for the Tigers. And I don't understand. We talked to George Kurtz earlier about the Tigers' insistence on trying to trade Tarik Skubal. I don't understand that. But Flaherty, listen, he was a rental anyway. He's going to have to get paid. And I don't know that the Tigers are going to want to pay both guys. So I do think he has an opportunity here to be playing on a playoff team before it is all said and done this year, taking on the Blue Jays, who did not get anything in the bottom of the first. So that, too, is nothing. Also, Padres and Guardians off and running. Tanner Beebe at home with the Guardians, taking on Waldron and the Padres. No score in that one. They just got it going. Looks like we have a rain delay with the Cardinals and the Braves. So those that were looking forward to that game at Truist Park, looks like that game is going to be delayed. The tarp is on the field here. And I love this Cardinals team in a couple of future bets. I'll go over what those are. Plus, a couple of weekend picks for you in the Open Championship. We'll throw those out as get ready. 4 o'clock in the...
Hell yeah! L-E-D-E-N-E-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. initial quality study award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Good morning. The third round will begin over at the Open Championship across the pond, and we have got you covered here. Game Time Decisions continues after this here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time and Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. As we've got still a 3-3 game here with Philadelphia and Pittsburgh going on now. And finally, the Reds were able to score a run off of Corbin, I believe Patrick Corbin right now, but it wasn't because of some great hitting. It was atrocious defense by the Washington Nationals here, but that's a 1-0 situation there. We still have plenty of games coming up to go over, including the Orioles and the Rangers. Also love this, the Houston-Seattle series also coming up. Going to be very, very interesting and go a long way to deciding what's going to happen in the American League West crown. Will it be Houston? Will it be Texas, who's got Baltimore? Will it be Seattle? Can they muster up enough to hold on and win that division? I think this is going to be a fun weekend series to keep an eye on. And if you want fun and if you want absolute craziness, then get ready. 4 o'clock in the morning, they'll be teeing it up there at the Open Championship. And Shane Lowry, a former Open champion, well, he is once again opened up with a 566, and that could have been a little bit lower, but he got 2 under today in some horrific wind conditions, and now he is 7 under par. He's got a 2-shot lead over the 90-year-old Justin Rose, believe it or not, and another guy that, let's be reasonable, if we're being honest, he will not be there when it is all said and done. But Lowry right now still sitting at the top there of the leaderboard and of the odds board, but you know who's lurking there. Good old Scotty Scheffler. And by the way, Daniel Brown, 5 under par, along with Justin Rose. Justin Rose, 44 years old, had to qualify in order to be in this tournament. How crazy is that? But I do think there is an opportunity tomorrow. They call it moving day for a reason. And I think right now, guys like Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele, Scotty Scheffler is still way too chalky for my taste, as he is at, 1 under par right now, or 2 under par. The wind is going to die down. The weather is going to be good early this morning, which means the opportunity for somebody to go out and post a couple of low numbers and put the pressure on is very much alive. But I do think you have some great opportunities to jump in some top 5 bets, some top 10 bets with some proven players like Patrick Cantlie, like Jason Day, like Xander Schauffele, some of these guys here that you'd be able to jump into. Heck, even Joaquin Niemann has been phenomenal. He is right now tied for 11th at even par. These guys should all be considered. Brooks Koepka, Colin Morikawa, John Rahm. You're getting some great prices on these guys to finish in the top 10 and, heck, maybe even top five. So my suggestion would be before 4 o'clock in the morning, take a look at some of the big names here and don't be afraid to sprinkle a little something on the money line for these guys to come back and win. Although Lowry has set himself up pretty well, it's his putting that has always been his nemesis. And if the putter goes tomorrow and he comes back to the field, that is going to open things up for a lot of very, very good and proven golfers to be able to overtake him. So I do think tomorrow is going to be the most fun at the Open Championship here. Looking forward to getting that going. We also have a couple of more games that are getting ready to get underway, and we should tell you that those that were looking for the Braves and the Cardinals, and I had mentioned earlier, I love this Cardinals team. I love how they are priced, and I love the opportunity that they have to take over the National League Central. Keep in mind, the Cardinals, since May 11th, have had the best record in Major League Baseball, 35-22 since May 11th. And they are just a handful of games out of the opportunity to be able to take over that Central Division. I think the Brewers, that starting rotation and the injuries are going to catch up with them. I think the Cardinals, and don't be shocked, you heard it here first, don't be shocked if there is a reunion with Flaherty back to the Cardinals in some sort of trade there. I think the Cardinals at that price are very much alive to win the National League Central. So don't sleep on them as they get ready in a rain delay to take on the Braves. We'll have much more on what's going on in Major League Baseball when Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions on this Friday here in the Sports Grid Network. And TikTok, people, the countdown is on. The NFL season will be here before we know it. Less than 50 days here now. And boy, oh boy, get ready. There is a lot to cover over the next couple of weeks when it comes to football. And we'll do a lot of that on In-Game Live All Access on the next couple of weekends. And when I say we, I mean my partner in crime, Matty Perrault, back. We finally figured out where he was. He's been MIA. We sent search teams, and apparently he wanted nothing to do with 120-degree weather. So, but he is back now because it has cooled down in Vegas a little bit, and we're glad they're Matty. But can you believe we're less than 50 days away from D-Day? It's crazy. I don't know where it goes, man. I really don't.
First and foremost, good to see you. Good to be back. Saturday, Sunday will be fun with us both tomorrow and Sunday, getting rolling with the NFL and everything else. Look, college football is going to come back first, so I'm not going to jump over that. Yep. I mean, yeah, the NFL camps are opening up, and yeah, there's tons of hype, and obviously the pick contests here in Vegas are rocking. Everyone's counting down to where we get going with those things, but the college football thing has got me as hot and bothered. We had the Big 12 media days were here in Vegas. We had the Mountain West Conference media days here in Vegas. So I'm really looking forward to week zero, which is way before week one in the NFL. We're 30 days, less than 30 days away from actual college football. So yeah, it's great to get it going and, you know, get us through the doldrums here, because this is the dumps. Like this is hard to get through this.
Well, we're on the other side of the All-Star break now, which means get ready. Just a couple of more weeks of this. The Olympics is coming up. I don't know anybody that is going to watch that. But we should be interesting watching the men's basketball team throw up all over themselves. That's always fun here. But our boy Sharapan's at the Pirate game here tonight against the Phillies. Phillies, I think, just took the lead 4-3 with a home run here on these early games here. Yankees, Tampa, did you have any interest in these games early on?
Yeah, I'm on the Phillies money line. I mean, it's Aaron Nola against Martin Perez. So it wasn't that expensive. It was about 138 last night to lay it. So I jumped on the Phillies. It's so tough, though. The first game after the All-Star break, I mean, the Pirates can't score any runs, and yet they scored 3 runs on Nola. So that's like a wait-a-second moment for me on this, but that's just what happens when these teams, who knows what these guys were doing? Were they in Bora Bora? Were they working out? Were they just hanging out with their kids? Like, what was the All-Star break for the guys who weren't in the All-Star game? So this is always like a treacherous day to bet because we have no idea what these players are going to look like, but I thought it was too cheap not to take Philadelphia, the best team from the first half of the season, up against a Pirate team that's pretty mediocre at home and just this year. So I'm on the Phillies money line. So far, so good. But man, I'm glad I didn't bet the under in this game because it's going to fly over.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. But no, that's it. They'll just score 4-3 and that'll be the end of it. But there were a couple of head scratching lines here tonight, that being one of them with the Phillies. But the Dodgers at -130 at home with Gavin Stone on it. Like, what? I mean, the Red Sox are the most, and you notice that the most overachieving team so far that we have had. They didn't want the All-Star break. In fact, I bet you the Red Sox wish the All-Star break didn't happen because they had been rolling. But that's usually when teams like that maybe regress now a little bit after this reprieve here for the All-Star break.
I don't know. It's big game Nick Pivetta. I'm on the Red Sox. I got +120 last night. Gavin Stone's been average at home. Gavin Stone's been better on the road than Gavin Stone's been at home. And I got +120. It's down to +108 now on the Red Sox. I think the move came on Boston for good reason. Pivetta's been great on the road, been great in big spots for the Red Sox. And I think they've heard everyone question them. Like, okay, you know, you got the MVP of the All-Star game. It's like Jaron Duran, who? Like, who's Jaron Duran? Like, no one knows who these guys are. They're a bunch of kids who are doing some really big things. The Red Sox have had their rookies overachieve. Will that continue? I don't know, but this Dodger team wasn't playing great heading into the break. So coming out of the break, as long as Shohei doesn't hit like 3 home runs tonight, which I guess could happen, he took Tanner Houck deep during the All-Star game. So he likes Red Sox pitching, I guess. I like Boston here tonight to get on a plus money play. I took the +120 last night, and I know these are the numbers where you're like, why are the Dodgers not bigger favorites? Somebody knows something.
And the number 2 on Ohtani to hit a bomb here tonight was also inflated here a little bit. It's going to be interesting. Pivetta certainly, what's he got, like 90 strikeouts in his last 2 starts? But, I mean, let's face it, it was against the Marlins and the A's. So let's see how he does against the Dodgers here tonight. I feel like unders across the board here tonight. The Yankee total was 8.5. With Cole on the mound, I didn't understand that. I think Burns and Eovaldi finally came down. It was at 8. Now it's 7.5. It feels like maybe heading into this weekend, outside of this Phillies and Pirates game, of course, maybe unders are the lean here in a lot of spots here tonight.
Yeah, I'm on the Cardinals and the Braves under 7.5. But that rain delay really bothers me. I'm on the Braves money line as well. But I hate whenever rain delays kick up, I get really concerned. I'm like, my gosh, it throws the whole handicap out the window. It changes everything from a pitching perspective and how they're going to use their starters and how many innings are they going to go when they get up to pitch and then the game gets delayed. So that stinks from my perspective. But I'm with you. I do think there's a lot of under opportunities just because you would figure the arms would be rested coming out and, you know, guys maybe weren't in the cage hitting live pitching during the All-Star break. It might take a game or two to get their eyes back.
Yeah, and that's I think the Rangers were playing. They finally started to put it together before the break. The Orioles are just happy they won one game against the Yankees. Nobody needed a break better than the Orioles, but they got a start in Texas here tonight. This is going to be a fun series, and I think this will go a long way into telling us whether Texas, should we take them serious, you think, Matt, in the second half? Or are they a bet-on team for you?
I don't know, because the Astros are the team that concerns me the most in that division as to what are they going to do. Because if they play the way they were playing at the end of the first half, they're the team to beat in the division. So Seattle's been taking on water. The Rangers have been, you know, they're going to get their pitching back, as we know. They've got, you know, they've already got Scherzer back, but they're going to get DeGrom back at some point. That plus 800, that's an interesting number, right? I mean, that's really tasty to come in and take an 8-1 Rangers team that's going to get pitching help back. The Astros are the team that I think most likely will wind up winning the division. But you want to tell me take an 8-1 on the Rangers? I'm not going to hate on it. I hate that word value, but there's got to be value on the Rangers at 8-1.
I agree with you. And then Houston, big series against Seattle. I mean, here we go again, right? They got Hunter Brown on the mound taking on Castillo here. Bullpens are all rested, right? This feels like another under. But can we trust Seattle here in this spot to get one right off the bat against Houston?
No, I like the Astros tonight, and I think this is where you have this veteran leadership team in the Astros. They basically stop and go, guys, okay, we've, you know, messed around enough in the first half. We played horribly in April and May. We've played much better since the summertime, and let's start scoring some runs. I mean, their offense has been very good in the months of May and June into July as well. So let's see what they do after the break. And the break wasn't that long. It's not like it's a two-week hiatus. It's kind of a quick hiatus. These guys, you know, rest for 4 or 5 days and then get right back after it. So I like Houston tonight. I like Houston to win this series. Seattle, if I'm a Mariner fan, I'm very concerned about not just the pitching, but the hitting as well. Just they haven't been performing the way that they were early in the year.
Yeah, I'm with you. Dude, give me the strike. I don't care what the number is with Brown. He struck out 9 Seattle Mariners and only gave up a run last time. I got no problem taking his over strikeout prop in this one here tonight. And then, of course, I know you and Dane are coming up. You're very excited about the A's and Angels series here. I know you'll have plenty.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
On that, Matt, coming up, I know it's going to be a good hour and a half.
Are the A's moving here? So I
you
know,
hope not.
I don't want them not. To, but they keep on acting like I don't think they're moving here now. It's crazy. It's really nuts. It's wild.
Nope. Somebody already sold the land. Sorry, too late. You got no place to put you. Matty, I appreciate it as all. Get ready, Matt Perrault. Dane Martinez coming up top of the hour. We'll come back with more here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on this Friday. A loaded weekend in store as we welcome back Major League Baseball. Games underway already here. Yankees hit into another double play, and I believe they now lead the American League in double plays because of how fast they are. But it's still no score there, Yankees and Rays. 1-0 Reds over the Nats. Knotted up for a piece with the Phillies and the Pirates, and we welcome in live from Atlanta, Mark Zeno here. And Zen, You're telling me the rain is there to stay. So there's probably a good chance this Cardinals Atlanta game, you don't think gets played here tonight.
I mean, I only live 5 miles from the stadium and it's pouring outside my house, or at least, you know, it was 20 minutes ago. So it may break up here, but it doesn't look good. We're not seeing any signs of clear skies anytime soon when I look out my window here. So, you know, it was a spot that I kind of liked the Braves, believe it or not. Schwellenbach has been really good in his last two outings. He's won them both against good teams in the Phillies and the Padres, and maybe started to turn a corner here a little bit. But, you know, the Braves bats are always a tough bet on at this point in time. Unless we was talking about it today on local radio, unless all of a sudden you believe they're going to snap out of it in the second half, I still don't trust this offense. I mean, you have Matt Olson, who's batting 229. You got Ozzy Albies, who's batting 215. You got Austin Riley, who's batting 230. I mean, these guys are just not hitting the ball. So this is not an offense I want to back all that often. But tonight kind of felt like a decent spot at home.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not a big believer in Milwaukee. I think all those injuries to those when you got to sign Dallas Keuchel, you know how bad a shape they are in. And that's and it's my same fear with the Dodgers in this second half with all the you look at the who's who of arms they have on the IL. I mean, you can't just keep rolling guys off the street, whether you're the Brewers or the Dodgers, and think it's all going to work out in the end here. And the Dodgers have, well, they got the Red Sox at home, but at least they've got one of their better pitchers on the mound here tonight. How are you looking at this one?
Yeah, but is Gavin Stone really one of the better pitchers? I mean, look, I look at it from this perspective. I took the Red Sox first five here on the run line plus a half. This was a spot here against Gavin Stone, who has been worse at home than he is on the road. His 3.67 ERA is nearly a run higher at home this year. And in nine starts, he's 3-1, but he's gotten some run support. Oh, by the way, two of those three wins came against the Marlins and the Rockies. So he hasn't really lived up to the competition when pitching against elite-level talent here. He's giving up a batting average. Opposing batters are hitting .266 against him at home. He's given up more home runs at home than he has on the road. He's got more walks at home than he does it on the road. So this was a spot here with the Red Sox team that's very good offensively on the road for me to take them here against Gavin Stone. Like, I don't want to give the Dodgers nine at-bats in this game. So it fits really well. And Pivetta, who starts for the Red Sox, has been much better on the road this year than he has at home. So it all kinds of lines up here that the Red Sox get an early lead. Also, wouldn't mind looking at the Red Sox over 1.5 in the first five.
So what are we doing here with Kansas City back home? They're always a place we want to try to look because they can't play on the road, but they can certainly score runs at home. They got their Mr. Machine walk on the mound going up against Flexen. Obviously, not running to lay 225 here, but
no,
they should certainly have enough to win this game and probably look at a team total in this spot.
I would just look at the total overall because I don't really trust Michael Wacha. 3.83 ERA, look, a 1.24 whip. Both of these guys have whips over 1.25. They're gonna be base runners all night long. You know, like that's just the reality of the situation here. So, it's obviously correlated. If the Royals don't go over five, guess what? This thing isn't going over 8.5. But I just don't know how much I trust Wacha to hold on to a lead. Again, that's independent of the team total, so I don't hate that play overall, especially when you add in the White Sox bullpen. So, yeah, but I would look at the total for the game or a team total for KC.
Big series coming up here for both these teams. Texas and Baltimore getting ready at the top of the hour. Yeah. And it's a pretty good pitching battle here too, but let me ask you this, crazy as it sounds, which lineup do you trust more right now?
I buy on Texas. I've been telling you that for like the last two or three weeks of the first half that I thought they were a team to buy on. You saw them start to get right offensively, score a lot more runs. They get their best start on the mound, Nathan Eovaldi tonight. I know they're going up against, Corbin Burns, who's been excellent, but you know, this is a spot here where the Texas Rangers really got to start to make a move early before the deadline. And even though it's against Baltimore, who lost five in a row before snapping the losing streak in the final game of the first half, I just, you know, the Orioles don't look like the team that we saw for the first 2 months, at least at this point in time. Could they snap out of it after the break? Sure. I took Texas plus 1.5 here. I got it very early this morning at minus 135. I felt in a really good spot with it. And you know, you get the best bet in baseball taking the 1.5 here. Mm. So with the Rangers, I just feel like at home they're starting to score more runs. And, you know, they can keep up batting average-wise or batting-wise with the Baltimore Orioles. And you get two starters here. With a low-scoring game, the 1.5 even sort of feels a little bit more paramount.
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating. I do think we're going to get a few more unders than overs, I think, over the next couple of days, Zin, as a lot of teams are going to be looking around a locker room going, am I even going to be here in another week? You know, it's a pretty rough time for teams that are already out of it, as the Nats have just taken a lead 2-1 over the Reds. But what do you think here in this late game with Houston and Seattle? This is going to be a fun one. Hunter Brown, strikeouts over, under game, under team total. What are we doing in this one?
I think the wrong team is favored here, Joe.
I'm with you.
I'm taking Houston on the money line. Look, Hunter Brown has only given up more than 3 runs in 2 starts since May 22nd. So the guy has turned his season around. So I like him a lot. Castillo's numbers aren't great. And I trust the Houston bats a lot more than I trust Seattle. You know, a lot of these games are low scoring, but give me the Astros here and Hunter Brown.
Like your studio, we approve. All right, Mark Zeno, always a pleasure.
L-E-T-E-N-E-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Pleasure, my man, to see you here. We've got baseball back. We'll close it out here. Give you a couple more best bets as Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we are getting ready for a full weekend here of Major League Baseball. Can you believe it? It is back, and we've got a lot to be decided, not just tonight, but over the next couple of weeks, because that trade deadline is coming, and there are an awful lot of teams, in fact, more teams that are looking for help, that are very much in the race here for the postseason, especially since they've expanded the postseason, and there's a lot of teams now that might be on that cusp and say, you know what, let's go for it. Let's see if we can add a couple of pieces here before the break. Not to mention you're going to be competing against the wealthiest teams in Major League Baseball. The Yankees certainly going to be looking to improve that bullpen. Would be great if they could find, like maybe a Tommy Pham or somebody that can go ahead and actually run, play a little defense in the outfield and hit for average. That would be great. But the pitching is really what's going to be at the top of everyone's mind here. And there are going to be, whether it be Jack Flaherty, whether it be Tarik Skubal, whether it be Olsen, Whether it be, who knows, a Berrios or a Bassett or any number of guys that could very well crochet from the White Sox. There's only so many teams that can spend beyond recognition in order to go get what they want. The question is, which ones will actually do it? I think we're all comfortable in saying the Dodgers will spend whatever they have to spend in order to be able to help them go out and get some help in that rotation. I am not kidding when I say they lead Major League Baseball. Them and the Milwaukee Brewers are the two teams that lead Major League Baseball in the different amount of pitchers that they have had to use so far this year. Both are well over 40 different pitchers. They've got injuries up and down those rotations, and nobody knows. Is Kershaw, what, just going to snap his fingers and show up? Yamamoto that is not sounding promising there. Walker Buehler also not promising. So the Dodgers need to spend money to go out and get whatever they need if they are going to make a run at this. Not to mention it would help if they could get Mookie Betts back. That would be a big, big, big help. But I definitely think the Baltimore Orioles, the Dodgers, the Yankees, and I wouldn't sleep on Atlanta doing what they need to do as well in order to try to improve that roster and try to catch the Phillies. So a lot is going to be determined between now and the deadline, which is July 30th, which means we've only got another, what, here on the another 10 days, 11 days. Do not be shocked when the news starts to break here as teams start trying to put together these final rosters to make a push towards the postseason. The Mets won't be a part of that, apparently, because they can't seem to beat the Marlins for some reason here. 2-0 right now. Marlins on top of the Mets, bottom of the third. The unders are reigning true here pretty well right now. Guardians and Padres also in the bottom of the third with no score there. Boy, the Guardians with the best record in the American League at the break. How many of you saw that happening here? And I do think maybe the Padres could very well be buyers coming up in the next 10, 11 days as well. The Tigers have just hit a bomb off of Chris Bassett. They are up now 3-0 over the Blue Jays. We still have no score with the Yankees and the Rays, and another just a terrible inning for Frankie Montas. Told you that fade Patrick Corbin day. Don't fall for it. The Nats 4-1, heading to the bottom of the fifth inning there. And just like that, the Phillies have added a couple of more runs, and they are up 6-4 here. So that game looks like a sure fire over here in that one. I would not expect an over in the Angels and the Athletics. That game coming up tonight, 9:40 Eastern time, first pitch there. I would not expect an over with the Astros and the Mariners there with Hunter Brown and Castillo. I would not expect an over with Pivetta and Gavin Stone either with the Red Sox and the Dodgers. And, of course, Orioles. Rangers, that game is coming up, much anticipated there. Good news, though, is we've got in-game live primetime coming up next. Dane Martinez, Matt Perrault, they will have you covered with all the action. And, of course, Game Time Decisions will be back again tomorrow. Until then, enjoy your night. We'll see you again soon. Good luck.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw, now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.